Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has great things to say to those who would dare seek Him out. When people get serious and dedicated to learn something and to grow, then that kind of faith activates the Holy Spirit, wants Him. He will not waste dedication. If people really want to know Him, they can get to know Him. Too many people believe the worldly way. In the world system, you are groomed to think a certain way. Your destiny is defined for you. Limitations are in the world system. But in God's house, you're not limited anymore. You can decide how far you want to go with something. You can decide how you're going to do something. You can decide if you want to learn something, God is right there to help you learn. He said it this way: what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Which means and suggests, and the word is showing you that you have to make your own requirements. How far do you want to go? How do you want your life to be? What are you going to do about it? Now, as far as God is concerned, He gave you the world and all, the earth and all of His resources. And there's a way to get done the things you desire to do. And you have to look at what you have to work with and how far you're willing to take the matter. And then the Lord can help you do whatever it is you got to do. This is very important. Most people waste the deep resources that God has actually provided us with. Now watch this. Every day, the Lord makes available to all of us. He makes available to all of us golden opportunities. Every day you get new opportunities. Some opportunities are greater than others, but you get them anyway. At any moment, you can repent from your old dead works and sin and things that's holding you back. And you can begin to learn God's ways and truth and receive them. You can receive good information and use the good information to overcome and destroy all of the bad information. See, the bad information won't hold up in heaven's court. Sin, lies, unbelief, and doubt, they won't hold up in heaven's court. Some people attempt to be ignorant on purpose. They attempt to be ignorant on purpose and not learn because somebody told them you'll be beaten with fewer stripes. The more you know, the more stripes you'll be beat with. All right. Why go to hell in the first place? If you go to hell, your punishment is going to be bad enough. Just being there is bad. Now, some people, they get worse punishment because they knew better and didn't do better. They didn't change. And they'll be forever tormented. They'll wish that they could stop existing, and they can't. Now, in hell, you were made in God's image, and you're going to always exist from the time you were first conceived. You are a creation of God and a child, a person made in His image. You cannot stop existing, no matter how much you want to. You got two choices. Everybody got the same two choices. You can live forever with Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, you can live forever. And, or, you can be punished forever in hell. There's no purgatory. There's no middle ground. It's either heaven or hell. And you can't go to heaven unless you're pure in your heart. Remember, the crystal sea are people. And crystal is something that God made. You can't hide a flaw in it. They are flawless because they were made righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. They were made righteous. And because they were made righteous, they lived according to God's word. And they obeyed the word of God. If they sinned, the Holy Spirit will convict them, and they would respond and get it right with God. They would repent when they were supposed to repent. They would forgive people that did them wrong. They lived and learned the love of God. They did things, they did works that's required. But salvation is a gift. Sometimes people think that you don't have to do anything. And salvation, Jesus did the work for you to be saved in the first place. Now, what he did for you, got to understand. When Adam sinned, all he did was he ate the fruit. He disobeyed God on purpose. He ate the fruit that God told him not to eat of. From the tree he told him not to eat of. That's all he did. And sin started working in him. It caused him to rebel against the things of God. That's why it's so hard for people to just pick up the word of God and read it. Because when men love the world and women love the world system, that system has an anti-God element with it. There's a darkness in all sin that will cause you to run from God. Now, once you're born again, once you believe on Jesus, you won. You're in the kingdom of God. So the enemy will tempt you to be ignorant and not do the things that will make your life strong. And he does it on purpose, and he tries to be precise with it. And he sway the world system, people that live under that order. You know, Satan's system is an order. It's a system. A world system. It's an anti-Christ. And anti-Christ means anti-God. The only way a man can be right with God is through Jesus Christ. There is no other way to do it. If you believe on Jesus, you begin the highest education process you can get. It's better. It's life. Now, from there, you must go on. Jesus put you in the same position that Adam was in. Adam was sinless. And Adam was supposed to choose life, the way of God, eat off the tree of life. That represented a reaching out, a reaching forth to know him. Now, that's every man's responsibility, to protect his own life. Sin will cause you to become defiant against God. But the word of God will cause you to grow, and the word of God will take root in you and help you live. You'll have new desires to do right. You'll be able to measure God's word greater. You'll be able to do better things. You'll be able to go forward and not backwards. You'll be able to see what you normally could not see and comprehend what you normally could not comprehend. Now, this is everybody's responsibility. And you got to take God at his word. If you take God at his word and do his word, your life will be very, it will be established. Now, some people will not, they'll never be established because they will not do these things, even after they've gotten saved. But they don't live in opposition against God. They do right. because they want to do the right thing. They avoid trouble. They shoot. They, you know, they don't get into strifeful situations. But they don't launch out in life, and their life is kind of, it looks about average. But as long as they're not corrupt, if they become corrupt, God can't let them in the kingdom, even if they did get saved once. Remember, Jude talks about this, and so does 2 Peter. The angels which once knew God, they were holy angels, but they sided with darkness. They started sinning, and they did what Satan did. And they fell for traps in the world system, just like men do. Well, they can't come back. They can't go back to God. They want to, but they can't, because they knew better. They understood more. They saw God's face, and then they rejected it. Now, the more you know and the more you learn and understand and comprehend, the more God does require of you. Now, I'm the kind of person, I wanted to know things, so I asked the Lord my questions, and he taught me many things. But one day, he had me to read about Samuel. How Eli didn't discipline his sons. And he knew to do it. He knew to do the right thing. And he didn't. And his sons went wild, and God killed them. Now that's two people that God killed. So God can't kill somebody. And it was wise for him to do it. And so that's what happened to him. And when their son Ichabod was born, they died. And then Eli died. Eli fell back and broke his neck and died. Now, but Eli was a righteous man, but he didn't discipline his sons, and they got corrupt. And so God killed them. And the Lord taught me, he said, you're learning. But the more you learn, the more I'm going to require of you. Because I asked God some hard questions. I asked him questions, and I sought him, and I seeked him about everything. And I was learning and growing. And I didn't want to stop. But he just took me aside and said, the more you know, the more I'm going to require of you. And if you sin, it's going to be, the discipline will be bad. I said, Lord, will I change? Will I go back to the world somewhere? He said, no. He said, but I have to warn you and tell you that. And he gave me a chance to think about it. And then, I don't know if it was later on that evening, I thought about it for a while. It may have been the next day or so. But then I went back in the Lord's presence. I said, well, Lord, you know me. You know what I'll do. You know me better than I do. I want you to help me stand, but I don't ever want to cheat on you or fall or do something or sin against you. I want all my actions to be godly. From this point on, I asked him some questions first. Because if you're going to do something, you need to be honest. I said, if you teach me things, will I be able to help your people more? He said, you will. I said, will I fall? He said, no, but I have to tell you these things. We had a conversation, a dialogue. I said, well, Lord, this is what I want to do. I want you to teach me as much as I can receive so I can be a blessing to your people until Jesus comes back so we can get out of here. I said, and I want you to help me stand by all means. I want you to keep me as your child. And I spoke that I love God. I spoke with determination that I love his will, I love his word, and I wouldn't deviate. And when anything that became a problem, I went to the Lord about it. And if I did anything wrong, I quickly repented. And then I went and asked the Lord questions about how I can never do that again. If I thought wrong, I would ask. I said, man, I came close to doing something I shouldn't have done. I said, Lord, help me grow in that area right there. Because I remember what he said. But I'm not afraid. See, in God, there's no fear. I'm not afraid that I'll go back to the world somewhere. I'm not afraid that I'll backslide. See, all those things, those kind of things the Lord helped me deal with back in 87 and 88. The biggest problem for most men is women. If they can get that straight, they can do anything. And the Lord taught me and trained me, and that women have not been a problem since those days. And the Lord taught me many things about women that I'll never tell most men, because they'll use that knowledge against women. And he taught me all kind of things about people. He taught me things about men and women and children and how they think. He taught me things about different races. All kind of things. Paul said that we are stewards of the mysteries of God. I don't teach everything God tell me. I let him sanction what I teach. Now, these website broadcasts, they are the most advanced teachings I have ever done in my life. And it's closer to the things that the Lord taught me personally. And for years, I had to hold a lot of information back, and God had reasons for it. And when I would minister, it would be things that it depended on the audience. The Lord would give me things that they could deal with, that they were going through, that they could handle, things that they were sanctioned to know. Everybody's not sanctioned to know the same things, because if you first of all, it takes training to learn some things. That's why you need to do it personally. Anything you really want to know, you need to ask the Lord personally. You can learn a lot from church as you draw near to the Lord, but there are some things you're going to have to learn one-on-one, because it just wouldn't be wise for God to just broadcast it to everybody. Some details you need to you can learn one-on-one with him. And there are many reasons why. Some things, but when the Lord sanctions something to be ministered, that's what comes up in my spirit, and that's what I say. So the people who are trying to ignore God and ignore the word and not learn so that God might take it easy on them, they're missing out in life. You can't treat life that way and do what you have to. Life is for you to embrace. Life is for you to receive. And you're going to live better. In 2 Peter chapter 1, it teaches us that if we do these things that Peter listed, we'll never fall. So it's not like you're going to fall because you learn. The more you learn, the more likely you will never fall. And some people's faith is hanging by a thread. They're in the kingdom of God, but they're almost too weak to stay in the kingdom of God. And their lives are more bitter than sweet. But they're in God's kingdom. If the rapture happens, they'll leave with it. But they're living beneath their means. A lot of people are living way beneath their means financially. And some people are living far beneath their means spiritually. And some people are living far beneath their means spiritually. Mentally. They have the wit and know-how. They can learn, but they don't try to learn. They're not using their mind. Their mind is a great ally. And they're not getting benefited from it. Now, some people go to school and they learn and they grow and they develop and they're using their mind. And some people don't. They just watch TV and frolic. Now, you have to give an account for how you live, but the good thing is the effort you put forth to help others, God's going to reward you for it on whatever level of life you're on. There are people in the same level of life And just if you be kind to people and love people, you're going to help people grow. And your life will inspire theirs. And the Lord has so many wonderful things to say and share with his people who love him. So if you love God, you're already better off. And now if you use what God gave you, your mind, your might, your strength. We're not working for salvation. But we're serving others so that they may receive salvation. But men are fascinated by works, what I can do. But we got to remember, it's what Jesus did. And because of what Jesus did, we have the ability to learn all things and govern our lives according to the wisdom and logic and word of God. And we can learn, and we can grow, we can develop, and we can be a sure enough blessing to other people. Now, for all the effort you put forth to learn and grow to help others, God himself is going to greatly reward you for it. And the last preachers in the last age, which is now, the Lord's going, if you just start working now, if you just start in this last hour, the last few days, the last few moments, the last hour, if you start doing what you're supposed to do, if you start just yielding to the Holy Spirit, you're going to get the very same reward, which is great, that people that have been ministering for years, to the point God is so, he is so motivated to win souls that he is going to reward the people that's just beginning to minister. He's going to give them the same reward as those who ministered all their life, 50, 60, 70 years. And here comes somebody at the last hour, and they get the same reward as people that's been ministering for a lifetime. Now watch this. If you give a prophet a glass of water in the name of the Lord, you're going to get the same reward that he gets. If you're a member of the church and all you do, you tithe faithfully and you're a blessing, you do whatever you do in the church, and you do things to help the pastor. I mean, you may just be singing in the choir. You'll get the same reward that he's going to get. God is highly motivated for those who win souls and those who live the life. If you at least live the life of God, if you just be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, all you're doing is going by your normal routine, just being kind to people and being a blessing, not seeing it before the world, living a pure life, raising your family in the house of God, raising your family to be godly people, you're going to be greatly rewarded too. Now, people in the last hour, God's going to give them the same reward as those who were working all the while. See, the day represents years. In the heat of the day, they were working all day. They did this for years. But people at the last hour, the last few days before the rapture, the Lord's going to give them the same reward, to the point that the people who were working all day, they're going to be mad. They're going to question the Lord. They're going to say, well, why did you give them the same reward? And they just got started. And we've been out here all alone, all the while. He said, and Jesus said, don't I have a right to do what I own? Don't I have a right to do what I want to with mine? And they're going to think about it. And yes, he does. And then they're going to rejoice. Now, I've been seeking the Lord for years, so I might be one of the people that actually ask the Lord, well, why does he get some? I don't see myself doing that, but Jesus said that the preachers that was preaching for years, in the heat of the day, they're going to ask him, why do people who just get started, why do they get the same reward? Now, as far as I know me, I'm happy. Jesus said this, I understand this. And I've been preaching this, and I know this. But I hadn't seen no rewards. But if Jesus said that the preachers that were in the heat of the day preaching all day, and then the people at the last hour get a reward. I might be one of the people that say something, even though right now I don't mind. I'm glad for anybody that will change their opinion and get saved. I want to see people live forever. And I don't have a competition complex. I don't have competition misery. I want to see people do better than me. And I want to do all that God would give me to do. And I want to see the next generation do much greater than me. I honestly do. It's true. You can ask the Lord if you don't believe me. As much as I know about myself, that's a true fact. Now, we have deep resources and they are untapped. And the body of Christ is missing out unnecessarily. I'm talking about resources that the Lord has put in us, capabilities that we truly have. Seek the Lord. Ask and knock. Leave a legacy in your generation. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life and bless you, take you forward, and help you govern your life in a much greater way. And remember, you can do more by the Spirit of God than you can out of your own mind. Now, the next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus, He is our Lord.